Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Latest figures released by 40 police forces following freedom of information requests by the RAC show that 85,688 vehicles were stolen in 2016 in the UK. That's up 30% from 2013. And there's a trend towards stealing keyless cars, which can be done in less than 60 seconds. You may have seen this in the newspapers and indeed on the TV. There's been a lot of publicity about this, and we thought we'd get somebody on to talk about it. And the man we have chosen is the lead auto security engineer at Thatcham Research. That's Steve Launchbury. Good morning, Steve. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about Thatcham. I remember when I was a bit of a car nut when I was young, Thatcham used to be the kind of go-to for the most splendid alarms and security systems.
Yeah, I mean, Thatcham are a non-profit organisation research centre funded by the insurance industry. We look at the safe repair of vehicles and do the Euro NCAP testing for safety, and part of my role is to look at the security of the vehicles.
Okay, so those figures I was just talking about there are pretty horrendous. There's obviously been a massive increase. For some bizarre reason, it seems to be mostly in Northern England and the Midlands. And there does seem to be a great increase in keyless car theft. So, is that a fair comment, or has this been blown out of proportion?
It's a fair comment with regards to there is clearly a significant shift to electronic compromise. Whether that's specific to the keyless technology alone, I'm not so sure. I think there's a lot more of other electronic compromise that we also see.
I have got a reasonably old car made in 2001. Mine's a kind of combination of both, really. So it's a fob which unlocks the door remotely, but then you have to use an actual key in the vehicle itself. That's been replaced now with what effectively is a car which, once it recognises you are within range of it, then it unlocks the door and enables you to press a start button. Is that how they work?
Yes, basically the key is your existing key, although you're physically turning it within the cylinder, it's still reading an electronic code that is unique to that car. The only change now is that you don't physically have to exert anything. You just press a button and away you go. But the technology behind the scenes is pretty much the same.
Why was it thought that that was a marvellous thing to have for a car driver, that you can't be even bothered to just turn a key? Why would you compromise security for the twist of a key?
Well, I don't think it was a deliberate shift to introducing a compromise. I think as we naturally, manufacturers have brought that technology along because of the creature comforts that people are getting used to now, yeah, with the use of their smartphones, etc. And obviously with that, it brings new potential risks. And it's no different really to the risks we had with the mechanical. It's just that there is now a shift to electronic.
Okay, what's disturbing is what I witnessed on a documentary I saw on this, and this is basically people who have their keyless fobs and they have them in their house, and the potential thief will turn up with a quite cheap bit of kit, which is a receiver and a transmitter, which they go up to the window or the door, they receive the signal from the key fob, and the key fob thinks that that's the car and transmits it to the door, opens the door, they then press a start button. Is that really that simple, and they can be away in 60 seconds?
Potentially, yes. Certainly, we've seen some evidence of some tools that have been recovered from the law enforcement in the UK that have proven that is possible. The frequencies on what the vehicle manufacturers operate on are the same, so that's probably why it's got more coverage, that if it compromises one, it can compromise near potentially all of them.
And surely, this is an observation, just really from what you've just said, that is a massive compromise compared to having a physical key in your hand. If you haven't got a key in your hand, you can't start my car unless you hotwire it.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, if you have a physical element still involved, the owner has a little bit more control over the situation. But with the electronic, there are certainly more secure measures we can put in place to safeguard against this problem.
And this is the kind of thing that you're working on, being the lead auto security engineer at Thatcham. I'm staggered, Steve, and I'm sure our listeners are staggered, that the manufacturers didn't think this through until now. And there's cars that have been on the road for years and years and years with these keyless fobs, and they've just been insecure. Why now have they only suddenly come to light?
I think it's only in the last 12 months we've actually seen a significant shift in this technology, this type of theft. The measures, a lot of the manufacturer systems out there, they do tend to have a means of switching them off. So
right.
I don't think it's disclosed that great deal, because obviously if you've got a comfort feature like that, to be suggesting that you have the ability to turn it off, it's probably not that discussed. But certainly some manufacturers have the ability where you can turn the key off at night.
Ah, that's interesting. And so that's a choice of the user. But surely that would be a bonus, wouldn't it? Saying you've got this great system, and by the way, to make you even more secure, I'm going to allow you to turn it off at night. But surely that's a plus rather than a minus.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it is a plus. I just think over the last 12 months, I've established that maybe not all the users realise that they may have that functionality in hand.
Interesting.
Because it's something which you do it would be over and above the normal process.
And I'm guessing that the pieces of kit that they're buying, these criminals, which are not expensive, and you said there that all the manufacturers work within the same frequency band, they're just basically picking up an RF signal, and then they're retransmitting that signal more powerfully to the vehicle itself.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, basically, depending on what the type of device is used in the same technology, it's just amplifying at a longer range.
Yeah.
So the operational range for the vehicle should be around 2 meters, because that's what we currently test all the vehicle systems to.
Right.
But this tool, this device has come along now, which clearly can show that it could compromise over a much greater distance. And it's still, really, it's just down to amplification of signals that already exist.
So it wouldn't be dissimilar to having the same kind of transmitting receiving device for people's contactless cards in their pocket. So they'd basically amplify the signal, and you could stand 20 feet away from a terminal and nick somebody's card.
Yeah, that's right. If the signal is there, even if it's a low frequency, if you can get close enough to that device, whether that be a key or a card, then yes, certainly you can pick up that signal and then possibly relay that across to a wider another location.
As a man who looks at this stuff all the time, Steve, forgive me for being simplistic here, but doesn't that kind of imply that the manufacturer being incredibly lazy, that they're not scrambling this signal for individual vehicles and making this a pretty hard piece of wireless data to crack? They're just basically allowing people to pass it on willy-nilly. It's like giving them the password.
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, if the signal's outside the car, then there is a potential risk that wasn't there before. I think manufacturers now have got reasonable measures in place, so they can measure now the time in which that transmission can actually be translated.
Mm.
So it will know whether that key is actually being relayed over a wider range. Again, they could have the ability to switch the device off at night, or they actually have got a software fix now in place where you could go back to your dealership and have a look to see if they've got a solution in place.
That's interesting. The other thing, of course, about these is, and we had a caller earlier on talking about this, if you lose one of these fobs, it costs a lot of money to have them replaced and potentially reprogrammed.
Yeah, I mean, they are certainly more expensive than your conventional key you were describing earlier.
Yeah.
Generally in the region of about £180.
Yeah. We were talking, some guys earlier on were saying that it's going to be up to 500-600 depending on the vehicle.
I think it depends what that key's doing. Yeah. A lot of keys are doing other things now. Mm. There is one manufacturer that has a key that can actually make card payments as well.
double whammy. Fantastic. I love it. In the old days, when I used to go to my insurance company for my souped-up Ford Escort 1300 GTs and Escort Mexicos, they used to say, oh, you must, to get your insurance premium down, you must fit an approved Thatcham alarm or immobiliser. And your guys were pretty good at recommending these kind of products. What's happened to alarms? Why can't we just have an alarm blaring off now?
Yeah, I mean, those vehicles in question do have alarms. But right. You can imagine if you are relaying the valid signal
right.
back to the car...
It thinks it's you. It thinks it's you, so it turns the alarm off.
Yeah, so you're basically just bringing the key and the car together again, and it believes that the key is within the proximity of the car.
Wow. So the way forward, it would appear, according to all the publicity I've read, is to stick a crook lock on your car. Well, that's progress, isn't it?
Well, that would be rather going back to the 90s again, I think. But certainly, from a visual point of view, an excellent deterrent. We're not going to shy away from saying that if you were concerned to certainly reduce that risk, yeah, it would certainly play a part. I think criminals are used to a big return and little risk.
Yeah.
So if there was a mechanical device there looking at you through the window, then they would probably move along. But the manufacturers themselves now have got several measures in place now that in some cases can retrospectively be put onto vehicles that are already on the roads.
Well, I'm happy to hear that because, I mean, I've got in front of me an email from Earlham and Cadiz Head Police in Greater Manchester who say to prevent this from happening, you can A, install a steering wheel lock, B, a driveway parking post, or 3, a wheel clamp. I mean, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I mean, a wheel clamp is probably pretty extreme if you're using it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to forget about it sometimes, I would imagine.
I would have thought, you're coming in with your shopping from Tesco, the last thing you want is to undo a blooming wheel clamp, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, clearly. But I think mechanical device on the steering wheel is a starting point. You can also have these Faraday pouches that they make for your contactless payment cards.
These are screened pouches which contain certain types of metal which the radio frequency signal can't get through, basically, isn't it?
Yeah. Wallets and handbags now come with these linings, and this would not only prevent your credit card from being hacked into, it would also just prevent this type of attack as well.
Yeah.
But obviously, we would recommend that you, because there's so varying types out there, you would have to go and just test that and make sure they do actually work.
Do you think, as a man who does this every day, you're an auto security engineer, people just rather have a key?
No, I think, if I'm honest, most people love the convenience features that are out there.
Really? And the thieves particularly?
Well, yes, obviously this is where the thieves are taking advantage of that at the moment. I think moving forward, we have got several measures in place. We have the ability to advise the insurance industry on what those risks are.
Mm.
They're always evolving.
Well, that's important. Sorry to interrupt you there, Steve, but somebody mentioned that earlier on, you know, what's the insurance implication here? Because they could say, in the same way that certain banks could say you haven't protected your PIN, you haven't protected your key fob because you should have taken it deep into the house, locked it in a lead cage and sunk it under 40 feet of water. Otherwise, your car's going to get nicked.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the insurer has to some extent, accept that there is a degree of risk that comes with that type of technology.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, I think there is not the percentage of vehicles on the road with the keyless technology is relatively small.
Right.
Because they're more of an optional take-up rather than a standard fitment.
Okay.
So we would estimate, obviously there are no accurate figures on this, but we'd estimate something in the region of 1% of vehicles actually have the technology as standard.
Interesting.
So obviously, I think, like I said earlier on, people like the creature comforts, so people would possibly spec that quite high up on their list.
So when you go to buy a new vehicle, whether it be an Audi or a Merc or a BMW, whatever it might be, you can say, actually, I don't want a keyless key fob. I want a real key.
Yeah, I mean, you've named a couple there that certainly if you have that functionality, you can turn the function off.
Right.
So you have the benefit of both. You have the connectivity and the ease of use, as well as having the ability to safeguard yourself against that risk at night. Because really, the relay method is really a nighttime weakness.
Yes.
I think if it was during the daytime, you would probably realize somebody is trying to do something around you. If you have the ability last thing at night to switch off the device, then that would be great.
Fantastic. And finally, Steve, thank you for your time. But finally, as far as you're concerned, the software implications of this are getting less severe. In other words, they are doing something about it and they are making them more secure. They're not just sitting back on the laurels and hoping that people won't get their cars nicked.
Oh, no, the vehicle manufacturers are very much on to particularly the keyless problem right now.
Yeah.
Because, there's a lot of media coverage on this. And certainly from an insurance perspective, we are asking questions of the manufacturers to look into this problem to make sure that we can eradicate the problem going forward.
And in the meanwhile, if you've got a crook lock sat at home, stick it on eBay. You can make yourself a millionaire overnight, I guess.
I think there is certainly a new uptake on those.
Brilliant. It's been lovely to talk to you, Steve. Thank you for the lovely information there. And we'll talk to you again as this story progresses. Steve Launchbury, the lead auto security engineer at Thatcham Research. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. You're welcome.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.